Classic Hits 98.9 WJEZ. Good morning and welcome to the Community Forum. I'm Cynthia Grand. I'm joined in the studio again today by Alex McWilliams. He is a descendant of some of the original families that settled Dwight. We're going to continue with talking about this mystery manuscript that was found recently.
We have this manuscript that covers everything up until about the 1930s, which is a great addition. And it starts, I'll just kind of go through maybe the chapters a little bit to give you a hint as to what is included. The first portion, first three chapters are titled The Railroad, The Prairie, and The First People. Well, obviously the railroad is what made Dwight there. It wouldn't have grown, it wouldn't have prospered without the railroad. And as early as 1852, the railroad companies were doing purchasing of property, of contracts to expand the railroad from Chicago to St. Louis. But they broke it off in pieces. It would be Joliet to Bloomington, and Bloomington to Alton, and so it was many, many different railroad names. They were probably all the same people involved, but there were lots of different names. The next is the prairie. Well, obviously, we're out in the prairie, and the prairie at that point in time was not very hospitable. You know, the grass and corn, as it will, it really wasn't corn. The grasses grew 10, 15 feet tall, and of course, with that, there were prairie fires, and traveling was less than easy, difficult at best. So that was a portion into the growth of the community. The first people, there were probably 15 people total early on. There was a couple of structures that were, you know, just there. They needed structures. There was only one place to eat. There were several kind of boarding houses, but those were really for the railroad people and the guys building the railroad. So as the railroad came through, that created a whole economy, and my grandfather jumped on that and opened the first mercantile store in Dwight, which is a two-story building. And they had the second story. They had church services. They also had the post office eventually moved into that building. And as it grew, the more needs that the people had. So going along, there were lots of things that happened. The Keeley Institute was founded by Dr. Keeley. The village, as it were, was required to do some things for Dr. Keeley. He had patients coming in constantly. They wanted a nice station, which Dwight did not have at the time. So they built a beautiful station in 1879, I believe. And Dr. Keeley's other requests were that they wanted electricity and they wanted running water. His clients, many of them, expected that. And I think what they paid for their little adventure at the Keeley Institute, I think they demanded it. And so the good part was that it got done early on in Dwight, compared to other communities. So we had electricity, which a little side example is that the electricity was actually turned on by Teddy Roosevelt on the way through Dwight. They just happened to stop there, and they decided that he was as good as anyone to turn on the electricity.
That's cool, though.
And, this is stuff that we've getting a little away from the manuscript, is that we've done a lot of research on the Keeley Institute for a conference that was held last year. And all of that work is displayed in the Dwight Historical Society Museum in one area, so you can learn a lot about the Keeley Institute and the Keeley Cure in one area.
Now, where is that in Dwight?
The Historic Society is located in the old railroad station.
Okay.
Which is directly downtown. The new station is a little south. That was good, too, in that they built a new station, which was not that attractive, I don't think. But there again, we saved the old station.
Yeah.
And the Historic Society has about one half of it, which, you know, of course, we're outgrowing. And it is available, and people are available to help if you have questions about your family. If your family originally came from Dwight and you need to get some information, it may or may not be available. We'll look and see what we can find for you. But it's an important asset to the community because we're trying to store and retain historical facts about Dwight. Because down the road, everybody's probably going to want to know something, and if we don't save it, there'll be no knowing. So, moving on, as Dwight prospered, my great-grandfather founded the first bank, named the Bank of Dwight, and because of the localized currency, the coins and money, not necessarily usable in Chicago. If you went to Chicago, that money might not be any good at all. My great-grandfather opened an account at the Bank of Dwight and in Chicago and allowed his customers to purchase funds. So when they went to Chicago, they had money to spend. And that was kind of the reasoning behind, and he had the only safe in town. So that was the reasoning behind founding the bank.
Okay.
And so we can, then of course, there was the great storm, snowstorm south in Dwight, but south of Dwight that caused the train to be stopped for quite a while. And people went out to rescue, to take food, to... And that again, that's a story all in itself, is the people that were on the train and what was on the train. There were some oysters going to Springfield with, believe, Mrs. Lincoln.
No kidding.
And there are many, you know, the train drew lots of people through Dwight. And then, of course, the census was always just growing, not by leaps and bounds, but a little bit at a time. And then there was talk of the Prince of Wales coming to Dwight to shoot prairie chickens. And he came as Baron Renfrew, so nobody really knew who he was. He stayed in Dwight for several days. The park on the north end of Dwight was named for him. And a little bit of that history that people maybe don't know. And so it's a good thing to look at history.
Oh, sure, without a doubt. So I think we're going to have you back next week to delve into history a little bit more.
Okay.
And like you said, if people know anything about this manuscript, you said get a hold of somebody at the Dwight Historic Society, right?
Yes.
All righty. We've been speaking with Alex McWilliams. He is a descendant of some of the original families that settled Dwight. Thank you so much for coming in today.
I'm glad to be here.
You've been listening to the Community Forum. I'm Cynthia Groff for Classic Hits 98.9 WJEZ.